On New York Institute of Technology Week, new psychiatric therapies are needed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Naveen Pakala, assistant professor of biological and chemical sciences, explores how more understanding could bring about new treatments.
Psychiatric illnesses devastate lives and cost society billions of dollars annually. These illnesses are caused by abnormal nerve connections in the brain that disrupt information processing. Unfortunately, most of today's psychiatric drugs result from accidental discoveries made in the mid-20th century. Many are only slightly effective and have terrible side effects. Understanding how neural networks generate behaviors and emotions could help guide the development of new psychiatric therapies. A major hurdle to this necessary understanding is the sheer complexity of the human brain, which has 86 billion neurons and trillions of connections. It's literally the most complex object in the known universe. By better understanding much simpler brains, we might find useful shortcuts to explain our vastly more complex brains. We studied a microscopic roundworm, C. elegans, which has only 302 neurons and a completely mapped neural wiring of 6,000 connections. It's the closest thing in biology to an electronic circuit board. Engineers design and test electrical circuits using breadboards that allow circuit elements, like resistors and transistors, to be added, removed, or changed. My team has created genetic tools for manipulating the activity of specific worm neurons, allowing us to make analogous changes in living neural circuits, essentially creating a biological breadboard that lets us test out ideas for neural network function. We have also developed computational algorithms for analyzing and modeling our data. Through our work, we hope to uncover ideas and principles that can be applied toward the development of more effective therapies for psychiatric illnesses.
And that was Naveen Pakala of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.